You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a second round of hearings today in Congress on why two medium-sized banks, Silicon Valley and Signature, fell apart after runs by depositors. All depositors got their money back, even money over and above what is normally insured. The Federal Reserve's Vice Chair for Supervision, Michael Barr, indicated yesterday that government supervisors had been urging the banks to fix problems, but that, quote, it is not the job of supervisors to fix the issues identified. It is the job of the bank's senior management and board of directors to fix a bank's problems, he said. Karen Petru, managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, follows bank regulation very closely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Partisan at this hearing, but would you say not as much as you might have come to expect from this Congress?
The Senate Banking Committee really seemed in broad agreement on the key fact, which is that Fed supervision failed us miserably.
But there's talk about changing the rules so that smaller banks get the stricter regulation. It's your view that really it's not the rules that were at fault here?
Well, I think there needs to be a lot more accountability for supervision. I long advocated that the ratings supervisors secretly give banks need to be made public with a delay so that, first of all, we have an easy way for depositors to see how much risk they're putting their money at. And secondly, when a bank fails, we can see the extent to which the supervisors missed it. I've looked at other crises, and you see this over and over again. Supervisors sort of see a problem, and they sort of tell the bank, and then they pretty much do nothing until the situation gets so bad that it all blows up. We can't keep doing this. It's very expensive.
Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Always good to talk to you.
I wish we had better things to talk about. Thank you, David.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.